Today we'll be doing the 17th paragraph in the third mamar. Heinus kol pratios apsukim be'ishas chayel lo savin mepeneishas kol inyan b'chinas amalchus uchaneses Yisrael lo savin. Says the reason why you don't really understand the psukim in Eishas chayel is because they don't really understand fully the idea of the Jewish people connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way. We've given this mashal already about a simple person who sees a fortress. Sha'avsha es kol pratios av lo yeida ve'eini dia so shleima. He doesn't understand all of the nuance and the details and the subtlety of this building. The little that he does know, he knows for sure. When you do say those things that you understand about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're able to connect him. The ability to reveal Hashem's presence within the Jewish people depends on how much we serve Hashem. If we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we sanctify His name with our entire essence, with our entire bodies, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence and His glory is revealed through the Jewish people, through our neshama. But if God forbid we don't do that, if we don't express HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will through our actions, as low it's not only are we affecting ourselves and our neshama, then we are going to end ultimately cause not only us to be distanced from Hashem, but the general idea of Knesset Yisrael, of the elevated status of the Jewish people on high, and we're also going to cause a galus hashchina, the shchina, to be exiled as a result. Stop here for now. We'll pick up with the 18th paragraph tomorrow.